ABC Radio Darwin.
There presently is not a vaccine, and people have looked into it. It's just not that easy. And it is present in other areas of the world, particularly to our north. So in Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, these areas have meliorated. So it's something that people are looking at, but it's certainly not there for us now.
Okay, for people who are new to the top end, maybe this is their first wet season, tell me what about meliodosis.
Well, that's exactly right. We want people who are new to the territory who might be having visitors coming from down south to be aware of this disease and to be aware of the bacteria in our environment and know that we have to live with it. So we have to learn to try and protect ourselves and know who's most at risk. So I guess it's important to know that people who have compromising medical conditions such as diabetes or kidney disease, people who drink too much or possibly binge drink, and people who have weakened immune systems or on drugs or chemotherapeutics to modulate their immune system need to be aware that when they're up here, they really have to take care to protect themselves from this bacteria that comes to the surface, as you mentioned, after rains and drenching rains, and also can be carried on the wind.
It's airborne as well as coming out of the soil.
That's correct. And it has been a bit windy as well, so I guess it's the rain and the wind is signaling this disease may be around. So it's really important that people protect their skin, because your skin's actually your best protection. The bacteria tends to gain entrance into your body through your skin, so your hands and your feet particularly. So when you're out there gardening or if you do manual work or labor, just make sure that you're protecting your hands and your feet so that your skin is intact. If you do have any cuts or sores, make sure they get covered or washed if you're in muddy conditions, because, again, that's how the bacteria enters your body. So we're promoting wearing shoes or boots where appropriate, wearing gloves if you're working outside. If you're doing some high-pressure hosing, like cleaning off your car, your truck, it's really important in those situations that you wear like a mask so that you, in that high-pressure situation, you're not aerosolizing the possibility of this bacteria being breathed in. So that's important, and also for people who I've mentioned who are in these high-risk categories, to stay inside during storms. Don't go out for a wander when the rains are coming down and the winds are blowing. So these are some fairly straightforward things you can do to try and reduce your risk. Again, also know that excessive alcohol is also a risk factor, and so reducing alcohol is important.
And when you say excess of alcohol, are you getting, you know, younger people that might medically have been, in medical terms, been binge drinking over the weekend catching the disease, or is it people with long-term alcohol abuse who are more likely to pick it up?
It tends to be people with other comorbidities. So, as a risk factor on its own, it is looked at as something that you need to avoid, which is, you know, either continual long-term drinking or binge drinking.
What about for you? I mean, you've been working here for a long time. The mortality rate, I think, for meliodosis, it's about 1 in 5, isn't it, patients who get it?
That's right. Well, it's between 10 and 15%. We have about 10% over the past 5 years. But other parts of the world, it's as high as 50%. So we're very fortunate to have very good medical facilities, very good drugs that treat this medication and support to the patients who can get very sick from it. So in the north, in countries that don't have, for instance, the ICU-type support, the mortality is much higher. However, 10% is still something to be concerned about, and so we have to do as much as we can to protect ourselves. So this is really just a signal to make sure that people are meliodosis aware, that they know that they live in an environment, we can't take it out of the soil, it's there, and we just have to learn to how to best protect ourselves.
But do you garden during the wet season? Would you high-pressure hose your car in the wet season?
I don't do that to my car, but if I did, or a truck, I just wear a mask, like a surgical mask or a mask that you can buy in the gardening stores just to cover so you don't get that aerosolization. And, you know, wearing anything that protects your feet from getting cuts and sores is really important, and the same with your hands. We live, you know, our environment, our plants are very prickly and have spines and, you know, needles, so really is important to try and protect your hands so that when there is mud and standing water around, you're not exposed.
Dr. Vicky Krause, Director of Center of Disease Control, I'll just put you on hold for a second. Anne from Nightcliff, you've got a question this morning. Hello.
Yes. Vicky, if you live in a tropical house in Darwin and your louvers are wide open all night and thunderstorms come through and you're diabetic, does that mean you should wear a mask all the time just in case?
Well, that's a good question. Dr. Vicky?
Oh, well, there you go. I have to say that there have been, I guess we would have to say, somewhat anecdotal stories of people who are out on their balconies who have not gone down and done gardening and, you know, really haven't been exposed any other way than being on their balconies, that they feel that that's the exposure that they've had. These, are, again, are people with diabetes or other chronic diseases. So I guess the thing there would be to possibly close your louvers or have your fans. But when that really big whipping wind is up, you really, you know, this is something that we know can be carried on the wind. We've talked in years past about how this really came to be known because of helicopter pilots and people who were riding in helicopters in the Vietnam War who went back to the U.S. and were diagnosed in the U.S., but it was because they were exposed in Vietnam and areas to our north. So we do know that it can be carried on, it can be airborne. So I guess in your situation, it would be, you know, closing those louvers a bit.